So one other area I wanted to touch on a little bit is talking about an agreement that was reached between the United Egg Producers and the Humane Society of the United States in July of last year. And this has been an area where we've received a lot of feedback from our membership, and we plan on having a lot more discussions tomorrow afternoon in the Cattle Health and Well-Being Committee. But we and CBA and our membership strongly and adamantly oppose this agreement that HSUS and United Egg Producers reached in July of last year, simply because it is actually asking for and putting forward production practices on laying hen operations. And you might ask, why do we as a beef industry care about laying hens? Well, the reason why we care is because currently there's no production practices in federal statute, and we want to keep it that way. We think that the industry and the producers, researchers, and scientists are the best people to know how to take care of our animals, because we do that each and every day, not a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. But this legislation will actually create a precedent and have the opportunity to open up Pandora's box to where, if it does get passed and it does go into law, we will have to fight this tooth and nail for any other livestock and poultry industry that's out there. We've been actively engaged in this issue with a broader coalition in Washington, D.C., including the Pork Producers, Chicken Council, Turkey Federation, the Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, Egg Farmers of America, the National Milk Producers Federation, and American Sheep Institute. So we have a broad coalition that's working this effort in Washington. Legislation was introduced just a few weeks ago in the House, and it was by Mr. Schrader from Oregon, a Democrat from Oregon, and he's actually a veterinarian. And we actually set up a meeting for all these other groups to go in and talk to the congressman and share our concerns about this legislation. He was very open-minded, but he did go ahead and honor the request of his constituents in Oregon to pursue this federal legislation. One thing that we are a little bit worried about, because he's confident that since he is a veterinarian, he's on the House Agriculture Committee, that he can control the fate of this legislation since he's the lead of it. One thing that we know from other issues that we've dealt with HSUS is that you can never be too trusting of where they're going to go in terms of parliamentary procedure. We've had bills before that were jurisdiction of the Agriculture Committee, and they went to leadership and actually had the House Agriculture Committee's chairman actually silenced by leadership to get a vote on the bill with regard to horse slaughter back in the 108th Congress. So a group like HSUS is somebody that we have to be on our toes at all times and making sure that we're watching what's going on.